Hey guys, it's A&E Talk. Are we AE Talk or are we A&E Talk?
I think we're AE Talk.
Just AE Talk. Why did I say that? I think I've said it before.
I think so.
I think you say it.
I think, yeah. I probably do say it.
Anyways, we're here to talk about our top five favorite BTS songs. And it's our top five each.
Yes.
So Aaliyah will pick five and I'll pick five.
Yes.
And are you going to rank your five?
No.
No,
it's just
the top five. Okay.
So I set a rule for this, which was we were only allowed to do group songs. So that means no solos, no trios, no, like, just vocal line, just rap line, like, none of that.
I hope mine didn't violate that.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot believe this. I hope they didn't.
And then, also, like, I just want to say, like, you can't think of all of BTS songs at one time. So we could totally, like, be forgetting about a song that we absolutely, like, love.
Well, and I tried to look at the albums.
Yeah, so did I.
You know? But there's just, it's so hard because I just love so many. I'm like, you just have to pick. You just have to.
Okay, so do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Sure. Do you want to play snippets of these?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so here's my first song.
Okay.
Okay, so Hip Hop File. I love the song. So the way that I picked my songs is I was like, what do I really, really connect with?
Yeah.
What am I listening to? And I'm like, oh, snap, wow. I love this song.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that is one of them.
I love that
song.
And is there like a reason for it? Like
why do I love it so much? I don't
connection.
I do like when they go a little hardcore. I do like that. And I do like that this was one of their early songs. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really wanted to make sure to pick an early one, too, because I want to show my appreciation for that part of their them. Development, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I just love that song. Like, I would totally blast that anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that song is just so great. Okay. So, my first song, and some people might recognize it, some people actually might not. So I'll explain why in a second. So, yeah. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. So,
is it the Japanese version?
No, mm-hmm. It is the orchestral version. That's
orchestral version.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, this is the version that's used actually in... So, basically, before the actual video and the official Black Swan, like, came out, this dance company actually did, almost like a concept / dance video to this version of the song, and it was official, it came out, it came out by Big Hit, and, that version of the song just, like, sets so many, like, memories and stuff for me, because, I'm actually a, like, part ballet dancer, and that, like, is such, like, it activates, like, because it's called Black Swan, like, it just activates that part of me, and, like, oh my gosh. And so, it also, like, Black Swan is already one of my favorite songs. So, that version just, like, made it, like...
It made it...
Personal to me.
Because it's already about, like,
dancing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so then it really brought it home.
Yeah, because I was like, I could totally, like... I just, like, was like, I'm gonna make a dance to this, like, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Let me see what my next one is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
classic. Okay, here's my second one. Anyways, we all know that that's fake love. This is another song that I'm like, oh my god, I love it. And I think this was like a video where we watched it. We were just like,
we were amazed.
Oh,
we were
my
baby.
God.
We were baby ARMY. Like, it was the first album they were coming out with since like we became ARMY. We watched the video. We were like crying. Like, wow, this is so amazing.
It was so amazing. We were not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. And so maybe that's part of it. Like, it always stayed with me.
Yeah.
But I think the dancing is good. I love the song itself.
Yeah.
Like
fake love.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a big thing for me. Like, just if I'd rather you just be mean than be fake.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And like, fake love, that's the worst.
Kind of fake. That's the
God,
worst fake.
God, that's the worst fake. Okay, so anyways, what's yours?
So my next song, oh snap, so many armies are gonna be like, yes! Okay, here we go. I'm gonna fast forward it a little bit. Oh man, I totally missed the part.
So, you steal my song.
I know. I bet that
you steal my song.
I stole her song. So, okay. So, the reason why I picked Pied Piper, every time it comes on, I'm like, oh snap. Like, this is one of my favorite songs, okay? So, and then be like, the message behind the song mm-hmm. is just so great. And I love that they like used Pied Piper as like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they control us like with their mm-hmm. music, because that's literally like what they do.
And we just follow.
And we just follow. We're like wherever. Willing to follow.
Because in the story of Pied Piper, like, the mice follow him like off a cliff or mm-hmm. something, you know? Mm-hmm. Or he like sends them off a cliff. Or...
Yeah.
And they're just like, la la la.
They're like, it's okay because I have the music. So, I just absolutely love that song. Like, I love the vibe, I love the beat, like, I love the message. It's like, I just love it. And I love the fact that they can, like, subtly roast us and us still be like, oh, that's okay. Another thing about Pied Pipers. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were about to say another one. Okay, my turn. Okay, well, this next one is no surprise whatsoever. Here it comes. Because if you guys are loyal listeners,
because I'm loyal,
you know this is my AKA yacht song.
This is her yacht song.
This is my yacht song. I love this song. It's like very groovy and funky, and usually I don't go for that.
But
I love this song. I don't know why. And so, like, if I'm ever feeling down, this is one of the songs I play to help me feel like happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sends me to my happy place.
Your yacht.
On my yacht.
It sends her to BTS. Her yacht with BTS. And they're all grooving to the song.
Yeah, we're like, all dancing. Okay, what's your next one?
My next one, I don't think that this will come as to a surprise for you.
I'm surprised.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, here we go, guys. I'm gonna skip a little bit. Okay. Alright. So that's My City by BTS. And oh my gosh. Okay. So the first time that, like, I really fell in love with that song was, so we took a trip to Tennessee, and, like, I was recording like the city, and then I played that song like in the car, like while we were driving and like looking at the city, and I was like, wow, like mm-hmm. like that made me feel like my future self, like traveling the world. You know what I mean? And like every time, like when we go to LA, or like when I just feel like I'm in my element, or when I need to be in my element, like I play that song because it makes me feel like free. It makes me feel carefree. Like it makes me feel like this is my city. Like this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Like this is, like it's kind of like the confidence, but also like I don't really care. Like I'm gonna do what I want to do.
That's interesting. That's interesting because they're singing about mm-hmm. like where they came from. And you're interpreting it for yourself as, this is where I am now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
We have one more?
I have two more.
How do you have two more?
Because I stole your Pied Piper.
Oh.
He stole my Pied Piper. I stole your Pied Piper.
Okay, let me get my other one. Okay, here's my last one. Magic Shop.
Magic Shop.
That is such a meaningful song.
Magic. Oh my god. Because again, oh my god.
You know what? You know what I just realized? I like to escape reality.
Mm-hmm. So we both.
So like my 134340 song. It's all about
escape your.
Yeah.
Into your. Yeah.
And Magic Shop. I'm escaping reality. I'm going into the BTS reality, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, see you later. Mm-hmm. Army mm-hmm. only.
Mm-hmm. Army only.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's what BTS makes us
to
do.
To deny reality?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I can't really listen to that song anymore because I get so emotional when I listen to it. Because when we went to the BTS concert, the second that boom, 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 I started bawling. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, I, like, cried, like, in your arms. Like, oh my god, like, this is amazing. Like, this is crazy.
That's like a surreal moment. Like, uh-huh. I cannot believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm at a concert, and BTS is performing Magic Shop, and I'm here with my mom, and, like,
and it's just so crazy. Much love and excitement, mm-hmm. like, that everyone was sharing, you know what I mean? Like, it was just great. Like, I can listen to that song just because, like, it literally takes me back there. Like, I can remember everything, mm-hmm. and I just get so emotional. Like, I'm like, I don't want to cry today. I don't want to cry. You know what I mean? So
you don't listen to it.
Yep.
What are your last two?
Okay. So first one, I think you actually might be surprised by this one. Because I think that you might have forgotten about this song. Okay. Here we go. Ready, peeps? Here we go, peeps.
Oh, I almost picked this song.
Oh, really?
I love this song.
I'm gonna fast forward. Okay. That's called C by BTS, and it's actually a hidden track on Love Yourself, Her album.
I think BTS needs to do another hidden track.
I know.
Like, nobody does hidden tracks anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that's so fun, yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I gotta listen to the rest of it, because just in case, like, you're like, oh, it's still going, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I remember, like, one of the first times I heard that song, I just, like, was like, wow. Like, I was so impressed by the vocals. Like, I was super impressed by, like the softer side of them. And, like, the lyrics in this song are, like, I can't always, like, remember them, you know what I mean? But I just remember that they, like, just deeply affected me. And so, like, every time I listen to it, like, it's almost like a deep breath for me. Like a breathe in, breathe out, like, and kind of, like, keep going, like, everything's gonna be fine.
Like a little bit grounding.
Yeah. So, like, every time I hear that song, like, and it gradually builds up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then he says, RM says at the end, like, I see ocean, I see desert, I see the world, everything the same thing, but mm-hmm. a different name, because mm-hmm. it's life again. And, like, that just
Wow. That's crazy.
And it just reminds me, like, it kind of, like, every now and then, like, I think about, like, the fact that, like, unfortunately, we're all going to die one day. You know what I mean? I don't mean this to, like, get dark in any way, but, like, I'm like, so I'm going to do what I planned and what I wanted to do while I was here. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm going to experience what I want to, because you don't know when your last day is. Like, my goal would to make sure that by every night, like, I lived this day of my life, like, if it was the last day, like I danced, like, if it was the last time I was gonna mm-hmm. dance, like, if I worked as hard as if it was the last day that I would work hard, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, or if it was the last time I would see my family, like, stuff like that, you know what I mean, and, like, but that doesn't, like, necessarily make me sad, because it's, like, he says, like, it's life again, like, it's a whole cycle, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, mm-hmm. so it is just, like, a grounding thing for me, like, it's, like, a mental thing.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah, that was deep. I'm
wow.
sad. I went there. Wow. I went there.
Last okay. one?
Oh.
I have no more.
You
I'm
have
out.
No more?
I'm
what?
Out. Did I
Wait.
Only pick four?
No, what? Did you only pick four?
I thought I picked five.
I thought you picked five too.
So I did Hip Hop File, Fake Love, 134340, Pied Piper Magic Shop. I picked five.
Oh, what?
Did you pick
did
more?
Did I pick six?
Dang.
No, I picked five.
Okay.
Last okay. All right, then. Well, this is my last one. I think that we can both agree on this one. I'm actually just giving you an extra one. You
I
know?
Almost picked you this know? One.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love this song.
Okay.
For Let's obvious reasons.
Yeah. Hold on. I love the part where Arm says. Okay, I'm gonna skip forward a little bit.
I think people need to see us dancing.
I know. Like, every, all these songs were, like, lip singing, like, dancing to them and stuff, but you can't see this. You know, I think that this song holds a special place in so many people's hearts, because I think, like, okay, so we all, like, get older, and I put quotation marks in the air when I say that, because we physically get older, you know what I mean? But I feel like forever young is, like, forever, like, our souls will be young. And I don't know, like, they just, I think, like, that's such, like, a good saying, because I feel like so many people think of maturity and, like, getting older as you do less and you experience less, but you have more wisdom because you've experienced so many things. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I feel like the saying, like, forever young is being able to have all those qualities and still continuously experience, because I actually think that that's what creates wisdom, is being able to hold on to old experiences and learning from those while also, like, wanting to keep growing and mm-hmm. wanting to keep doing mm-hmm. new things. Mm-hmm. And that's what, to me, forever young means, you know what I mean? Is keeping that curiosity of new things and stuff like that in you as you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you, like, took this and just ran with it.
Savvy.
You're already so much insight into your psychology, you know?
That's why I took psychology.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So those are our top five. Really hard to choose. And obviously, that doesn't mean we don't like the other ones. We love all the songs, and this was really hard, but we, like, forced ourselves to pick five.
I was like, I had to do a bracket thing, guys. I had to make myself a bracket.
And I noticed that we didn't pick, like, a lot of super new songs.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, our songs were kind
of... Well, a lot of the new songs are solos and, like...
Right.
Like, cyphers and right. stuff, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But we can't wait to hear from them again and more songs and...
Guys,
still
Butter!
Still waiting for that concert. I don't even know what to expect for Butter. They said it was going to be... What did they say? They had...
They said
Did they say it was... Okay, I'm going to find the quote. Okay, so this is how Hybe or Big Hit is describing Butter. They're describing it as a dance pop track brimming with the smooth yet charismatic charm of BTS. So it's going to be like...
Like, almost like Dynamite. Upbeat,
yeah. Yeah, and I think it's going to be English, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be English.
So we'll see.
Exciting.
We'll see. Yeah, and I can't wait to see the video.
Yep.
We love their videos.
I mean, I think that's one of the best parts about K-pop is their videos are so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many vibrant colors, like...
And I just think it's so funny that we all watch Buttermelt for an hour.
I was one of those people, and I was like... What? You mean to tell me
what's gonna happen? Oh.
It's just melting, and I was like expecting like a 20-minute like video from like BTS like talking about something or like
and then it just
world
melts.
Tour, and it just melts the whole time. I'm like, and then it's like May blah blah blah. I was like, are you serious? Are you serious?
But hopefully, like. I don't know, they do something else that's kind of fun related to it right before it comes out.
Hopefully it's not just me waiting for an hour.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed our list. If you guys want to tell us what your top 5 songs are, we would love to hear. In fact, I think I'll make an Instagram post for that right now so that you guys can all comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.